On this episode of The Edge, I interview Ann Warren, Vice President of Public Relations here at ClearEdge, on the role public relations plays in marketing. Ann provides insight into how public relations has changed with new media, specifically social media, whether or not press releases are dead, and some must-have items when creating a PR strategy. I do have to add that the sound is slightly subpar than how I would like it to be. The reason being that I forgot to turn on my microphone. So while I was speaking into my microphone, it wasn't working, but my computer speakers picked up the sound. So that's why I sound a little bit far away and it's picking up some of the background noises of the room. Well, life's not perfect, right? Anyways, it's all about the content. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey everyone, it's Emily Tatum, and today I am here with Ann Warren, the VP of Public Relations here at ClearEdge. Ann, thanks for coming on The Edge with me.
Thank you. I'm excited.
So excited to have you on here. Everyone at ClearEdge just absolutely loves you. You're such a joy to work with. So I'm so excited to talk to you about public relations. It is a huge part of marketing and what we do at ClearEdge. And sometimes I think that the market tends to separate marketing with public relations. So wanted to get you on The Edge today to talk all things public relations and why it is such an important part of marketing.
That sounds great.
Cool. So let's get started with the first question. What is public relations?
Perfect. Well, it's a great way to start because it's a very good question. The topic or the definition, I guess, is definitely misunderstood sometimes. And I think also just people might define it a little bit differently. And so I like to define it as that public relations is a form of communications that really just promotes your company or your brand and influences your company's audience or audiences positively. Now, that sounds a lot like marketing, but the way that we do PR is traditionally, you know, media relations is a big part of that. And so through working with the press, we're able to build a company's brand through media coverage. So it's a very significant part of PR, but it's not the only way. So there's also, in addition to just media relations and media coverage, there's press releases, there's content, and content could include things like bylined articles, op-eds, blogs. There's social media, that's a big component. There are awards and speaking opportunities, and then really things like survey reports and infographics, it's really all part of content too. But all of that are always that I would consider those all under the umbrella of PR. And at the end of the day, it's PR is really about making a connection with your audience and really just positioning you and your company as an expert and as a thought leader in your space.
Yeah, I think a lot of, you know, when I work with you, what you do is you are creating the relationships for our brands that we work with to have the opportunities to show themselves in the market so that all of their, you know, advertising marketing efforts or when redoing websites, that they're getting the spotlight that they deserve when they are launched.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So let's just cover, too, like when you say media, you know, you mentioned social media. What other outlets are you referring to when you say media? Is it everything, traditional, print,
right,
all digital, all of that? What do you
think? Great question. So in terms of media coverage, traditionally, that would be the press. And so that is anything from print magazines and newspapers to online blogs, news websites. It is radio, TV, so those are more of your traditional media outlets where you're working with journalists. And then, yes, there's also the social media component as well. and that's kind of a whole separate entity. But yeah, the traditional media, how I would define that, are, you know, the different outlets where you're working and establishing relationships with those journalists.
Okay. And we're starting to touch on this, but where does PR play a role in organizations' marketing and communication strategies?
Right. So PR should absolutely be part of that marketing and communication mix. Absolutely. So, you know, just like with any communication, the key is to make that connection with your audience. But, you know, those audiences should be getting information not just from the company itself. So in other words, you know, think about just when you're Googling a company, if you're just doing research for yourself or in, you know, in your work life too, you don't want to only be reading information about that company that is either coming from the company website or on the company's social media platforms. That's certainly a huge part of messaging and building that brand, but you also want to be reading and learning about that brand from other sources too. And so you want to be able to see, how are other people defining your brand and writing about your brand? And so that's when that media coverage comes in, you know, when you start reading articles that include that brand, either as a resource or that article itself might just be about that company. So it's that third party validation. And so it's just critical to be part of your overall marketing mix so that you are getting that variety and you're getting more sources talking about you and in different ways. But just to build on that, though, I think a really important part of this when we're defining what that mix looks like for a client and when we're working with the client, very closely with the client to figure that out, the client has to also understand why they're embarking on PR. So, you know, sometimes clients know that they want to be in the press, but they need our counsel in determining what exactly that looks like. So, you know, a lot of people might say, well, I want to be in this particular publication. And, you know, that may be a good strategy or a good plan or a good objective, but we really try to be very strategic about which media we're targeting. So we always want to first understand, who are your audiences, who is your buyer, and then also just what are your goals? And by that, we mean your business goals, your larger marketing goals, you know, and then, of course, your PR goals, too, because they all have to be very related. So to get to one of your earlier points, Emily, you were saying, you know, how some companies really look at the two, marketing and PR, as separate. That can really hurt a company, because if you're working in silos about that, you're not really fully informed. The PR team wouldn't be really fully informed about what else is going on in the marketing mix and those larger company goals. So we really want to be, you know, really strategic about the kinds of PR and media recommendations that we make.
Totally. Yeah. The other day I was talking with Katie Tuohy, and for the listeners, she is another incredible woman here at ClearEdge. We'll definitely have her on the edge soon. And she was saying that a company is what internally people think about the company, externally what people think about the company, like with clients and with the general audience. And so I think that PR really touches on that, and it helps to create a cohesive message along all those fronts, being able to gather the information about what everybody thinks and then put it out in the market in a cohesive, consistent message so that everybody is on the same page.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, and as you know, I mean, a lot of times you'll have to tailor messages to certain audiences, but overall, your messaging absolutely has to be consistent regardless of, you know, who you're trying to reach. So yes, I agree with that completely.
Right. And it is interesting. I mean, the way that you speak about, you know, if a website is launching or if a leader had a speaking engagement where they were saying, I don't know, a particular thing about their company, promoting it, you're going to advertise that differently or speak to it differently on social media channels than you are when you're pitching to the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
So how has PR changed with social channels and with technology and other digital aspects of today's marketing world when you compare it to the traditional media.
Right. So technology can absolutely help in a lot of ways, and certainly can make it more complicated too, but really can help build those relationships for you. You know, way back when, you know, when we would pitch media, you would literally either mail a letter or, you know, you might mail a press release or with a little cover letter to a journalist, or you drop something off at their office, or you'd fax the pitch over, right? So there are, you know, that seems so antiquated, but that's, you know, how it used to be. And then, you know, you'd still make a follow-up call, and those calls are still very important today to make those connections. But of course, emailing is, you know, the easiest way to get a message in front of a reporter. But, you know, just with all the social media platforms, there are ways to pitch journalists that way too. Now, you need to be careful that you don't kind of cross a line and kind of encroach into their kind of personal social media space, so to speak, because not all journalists like to be pitched that way. But with just all the different technology tools available, there are certainly more ways and opportunities to make those connections. So, you know, I've talked with different members of our PR team, and, you know, Jess Chipkin, for example, she knows several reporters that prefer to be pitched via LinkedIn, or they want a LinkedIn message, or, you know, and that's just their preference. You know, there are ways to direct message folks on Twitter, things like that. But again, you have to be careful, and you have to know what the reporter's comfort level is with that before you just necessarily take advantage of all those ways to communicate with them. Another way technology has helped is just with tracking and monitoring and just measuring results. So it makes it a lot easier. You know, once you get the placement, you know, how many shares and clicks, and, you know, how are those online placements being promoted? There are all kinds of tools that can track all of that for you. And certainly the speed. Technology has absolutely helped with the speed. Now, on the cons, and just kind of how it makes it a little bit more complicated, certainly helped rather than hurt, but with so many ways to get in touch with journalists, I mean, we just think about ourselves and how many emails and messages we get a day, even text messaging too. Is, I mean, you can pitch a reporter on text messages, but you think how many emails we get. Well, journalists are seeing the same increase in touch points, and so being able to effectively get through to that reporter is definitely more challenging. So whereas even as little as a few years ago, they would have less emails and less to respond to, less to read, now it's becoming just increasingly harder to get their attention, just because they're just being bombarded with so many different messages. And so it just reiterates the fact that you have to be really sharp and on point with that message to them, and really take advantage of whatever that pitch is or whatever that message is, so that it catches their attention and you're able to engage with them.
Yeah, definitely having to be more creative. Technology helps us with opportunities, but definitely connecting. I think it's the same with the salesperson who's making a cold call or something. You just have to be creative and know your audience in order to catch their attention.
Absolutely.
Do you think that technology has helped with the reach of people as well, going viral in both a good and bad way with PR?
Yeah, I think so. And you mean really with, like, social media, I guess?
Yeah.
So, it can help. And these days, too, your efforts can have, and really just your brand and things that happen with a company, can have very immediate positive or negative consequences. I mean, just from a timely standpoint, you know, we all just heard about the United Airlines PR disaster that they had, and just these days how quickly news spreads, again, whether it's good or bad. So if you have a great placement, you know, it is very easy to just help promote that and get more eyeballs on it and just share it. And, it's great. And then, but unfortunately, if it's a negative type story, that the same amplification can happen on that side too. And just more people learn about those negative stories just quicker than ever before.
Right. And I know we didn't discuss this before, but I'm curious about your take on this. So United Airlines, just for our listeners, you know, they had a debacle with a gentleman on the plane that they wanted to have his seat, open up his seat, and it was some sort of a little bit of a forceful getting him off. So there's been a lot of debacle around that. And I'm curious, Anne, from your take, where do you think United's PR went wrong, or if they've done anything right?
Right. Tough questions. There's been a lot of discussion just about what those exact questions that you just had. I do absolutely believe that, just as a general rule, you've got to own it. Mm-hmm. You've got to just be honest. You know, your audiences are forgiving, but you have to be honest. And so just own it, accept responsibility. That is a huge, you know, when we deal with just crisis communications or just, you know, really any news items that come up, just don't be afraid to own it. You know, I think your customers are, you know, feel, I think that actually helps to grow loyalty when, you know, when you just own any mistakes or decisions that you make, you have to stand by it for sure.
Yeah, that ties directly back with the last podcast I did with Janilyn. If listeners want to go back one podcast, it's great. It's about branding. And we did talk about part of building a strong brand is having that loyal customer foundation. Mm-hmm. And it's true. When you mess up and you have a loyal customer base, they forgive you much easier. If you're United and you have an issue that's super controversial, your audience is likely to get over it if you're candid about it and you're just honest that you made a mistake and you say sorry, because you have built that brand loyalty with them previously. So when you're honest, and they're able to move forward easier.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
So switching gears a little bit, I've read a couple of articles with people calling press releases dead. Do you agree or disagree with that?
So I would generally disagree. However, I think their purpose has changed. So, you know, I was talking earlier just about, you know, traditionally, way back when, so to speak, you would send, the way you pitch is you needed to have that press release to share with a reporter. You know, that was really your pitching tool. Nowadays, you know, we pitch reporters and have conversations with reporters all the time without a press release at all. And that is definitely something that, you know, and clients, if they don't know PR, they don't realize these nuances, but they're very important. A lot of clients think you have to have a press release in order to get media coverage, and that is absolutely not the case. So, you know, the most important thing is creating value for that reporter, being a resource to them, connecting, creating that relationship with that reporter. And so if you have something relevant to say, you don't need a press release. You don't need that format in order to have that conversation or provide value for that journalist. So we'll draft, and when I say pitches, it's just basically a story idea that we're jotting down in an email and sending, or we're calling up a reporter and having a conversation about a couple of ideas that we have for stories. So yeah, we don't need a press release. However, press releases are certainly still valuable for several reasons. One, yes, it helps to get the word out about a particular news item, especially when you use a wire service like Business Wire or PR Newswire or PR Web, where they will proactively just push that press release out for you, and you get a lot more eyeballs on that release. So people might be aware of the news when you use a press release, but they might not necessarily be writing a story about it, but they'll learn more about your news. So that's one area where it's still very valuable. And then also just putting a press release, even if you don't use a wire service, but when you post press releases on your own website, that not only is just helpful for, you know, SEO, although with Google's algorithms, they're making it a little bit harder for that to help directly with SEO. But when somebody is searching for news about a company, they're going to go to the company's webpage and they're going to find their press room and they're going to start reading all the recent news. And so if there's nothing there for 3, 4, 5 months, you know, that sends a message. And so even if it is, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge news item, but if you're putting out a regular cadence of press releases, and that cadence, how that's defined, will be different for every company. But as long as it's a regular cadence, it's showing your audience that, yes, we're putting out news, we're doing things, we're changing, we're growing. So I absolutely think there is still value in press releases.
Yeah, definitely. So when you are working, when you have a press release and you're trying to get it out in front of reporters, how are you, we talked about connecting with reporters on LinkedIn or text message. How do you find them? How do you get their contact information?
Right. And yeah, that can definitely be a challenge. It's interesting that up until maybe the last year or two, it would be very difficult to get a reporter's contact information. We subscribe, you know, ClearEdge subscribes to a database that provides that, where we can easily find that. But without that tool, it was very difficult to get that. And in a lot of ways, for a lot of reporters, it still is. But a relatively new trend is that just even like the Wall Street Journal, they just publish email addresses on their website. So at the end of the article, or if you click on a reporter's bio, you know, they're just very transparent that, you know, reach such and such reporter at this email address. Now, they rarely list a phone number, but more and more publications are just being more transparent about just open communication and encouraging users to reach out to those reporters. So, which is probably a reason why they're also getting bombarded with even more. But it's all just part of where things are trending and just more of the open transparency and open communication with, you know, with media these days.
That's cool. Open, transparent. That's really cool. I don't envy their email box, but
right.
I like the aspect of transparency. And
right.
it's giving everybody a chance too, which is really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
When creating a PR strategy, are there some things that are must-haves and some things that are nice to have?
Yeah, so I'm going to give you a really vague answer to start, just that it really depends, I think, on the client and what their needs are. However, what works best is when you have, I think, a little bit of everything, because, again, getting to the earlier point, it's like PR is one cog in the marketing wheel, right? And just like all these pieces of the PR plan kind of come together to form this more strategic and comprehensive PR approach, right? So if you're able to, you know, have a few press releases out there, if you're able to, you know, get media coverage in a few, you know, outlets, and, you know, again, this is all coming up in SEO and in search results too, so it's helping to paint that picture and build that brand that way. If you are winning a couple of awards here and there, if you're active on social media, so while it's kind of unrealistic to expect that a company can have, you know, everything, and that is the ideal situation, is when you can have a little bit of everything to kind of round out your PR plan. I will say, though, that, you know, really the core of PR is really defined as that media relations piece and the media relations coverage. So, you know, definitely, of just say a presence in the press with media coverage would be, you know, what I would recommend over, you know, speaking or awards or something like that, if I had to choose, you know, one over the other. I just think also with media relations too, you know, there's earned media, which means, you know, you're pitching those reporters and the reporters are writing those articles, but there's also that contributed content piece, you know, so you might still work with a reporter to secure that opportunity, but then, you know, there's a lot of content that we can create for clients, you know, it would be authored by the client, but it still gets published in those media outlets. And so a good mix of that can strike a good balance there as well.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like an art and a science all in one.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Anne, thank you so much for coming on The Edge today. Your insights are so valuable. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Emily. This was fun.
If anybody has any questions for you, what's the best way to reach you?
Sure. It's The email is awarren@clearedgemarketing.com. So awarren@clearedgemarketing.com. It's probably the easiest way.
Cool. Thank you so much, Anne. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Emily.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Edge. I hope that you enjoyed it and that you learned something new about PR or that it sparked an idea for you when you're creating a PR strategy. So if you have any questions, let us know. And if you really enjoyed this episode, go to iTunes and rate and subscribe to the Clear Edge Marketing podcast called The Edge, aka what you're listening to right now. We really appreciate your support and we look forward to producing more marketing content. Thanks, everyone.